Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
An important part of my job is to keep lost people, people who see things that aren't there, away from my boss. Over the past 13 years working for an archaeology research center, I've noticed certain trends. Middle-aged white guys make up the largest percentage. They bring me buckets of rocks that they believe are carved faces or animals. It's not just that they found something cool. It's that they found something revolutionary, something that's going to make them rich and famous. They get angry when you don't see what they do. One guy brought in a truck full of these buckets. He had one real artifact, a stone ball used in gold ore crushers during the late 1800s. He frowned and threw it back in the truck. Another guy told me he had discovered a metal spaceship fused to the bedrock on land that he was squatting on. He wouldn't give me directions, but he was willing to blindfold me and take me there. He said that if I can get him in the ship, he would know how to fly it. I told him that if he could get a geologist up there to prove it was a metal ship, I would be up there the next day. I never heard back. There are others, women who see faces in the landscape, boulders and trees arranged by Native Americans, whole hillsides transformed into secret pictures that can only be seen from certain windows in their house. Others obsess over Drake's Landing and mythical hoard, or tunnels leading from Mount Conocti to the coast. I empathize with these people caught up in their vision. The best thing I can tell them is that we have nobody on staff with expertise in such specialized research areas. This is, of course, absolutely true, and I wish these people well. Still, every once in a while, I'll be on a site, and I'll look across a field into the woven tapestry of madrone and tan oak rolling in the wind, and I'll wonder if maybe it's me that's missing the picture. With a perspective, this is Mike Newland.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.